Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. Positive, powered radio. Today, I have 10 tips for you that will help you build a solid business and life. So grab a pen if you can. You know, a lot of people just wonder, you know, what does it really take to build a rock solid business? I see so many people jumping from thing to thing, opportunity to opportunity, trying to get in the latest, greatest, best thing, trying to find the easiest way to make a lot of money fast, who aren't willing to do some work and buckle down and put forth the effort. And typically when you do that, the results equal the effort. It kind of makes sense. It's almost like horse sense, isn't it? You know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So if you see people in your company who are having success and you're not, I wonder why that is. Do you think maybe they're doing some things that you're not? What's important to do is model what successful people do, follow what successful people do, and then work really hard and do that. So here are 10 tips for building a solid business. Remember them, write them down, take action on them. It'll really make a big difference in your business and who you are overall. Tip number one, spend 80% of your time doing the things that are gonna get you the most results in your business. What are they? Well, the two main ones are recruiting new people into your business and retailing your products. Recruiting and retailing your products. What could the third one be? It is teaching people to do the first two things, recruiting and retailing the products. So you have to remember, you got to keep the main thing, which a lot of people don't. You know, in today's internet world, a lot of people get sucked into the latest, greatest product launch, latest, greatest marketing strategy. And while marketing is good, strategies are good, don't spend 80% of your time studying. 20% of your time or 10% of your time study. 80% of your time, whether it be online or offline, should be spent doing two activities, which is recruiting and retailing. Tip number two, don't take on negative energy. Protect yourself from people who are toxic. You know, don't watch the news or read the newspaper or go to Google News and read the negative stuff online. Because you know what? It doesn't do anything to uplift you to create the positive energy to attract new business partners. People like to be around positive, upbeat people. And you're one of those people who is, you know, especially right now in the U.S., we have, you know, the political campaigns are going on and everything is negative in the media. And it's just annoying. It's sickening, actually. You know, it really is. And everybody's telling lies. You can't believe anybody. So, you know, you're better off not even to go there, if that makes sense. And the last thing is be the example and don't criticize, condemn, or complain about others or yourself. You know, Dale Carnegie wrote a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. I hope you've read it. If you haven't, get it, read it. It's a phenomenal book. And one of the things he says, I believe it's his first principle, is don't criticize, condemn, or complain. And I gotta tell you, my friend, that's pretty hard to do. Tip number three, don't let other people's problems become yours. Understand that other people's negative attitudes are often caused by their lack of personal development. They're not plugged into the Home Business Radio Network like you are. They're plugged into ABC, NBC, and CNN, constant negative news. Don't do that, you know. Focus on who you are and what you want to become. Understand that negative people typically are that way because they're not getting the results they want in their life. They're not succeeding in their business. Oftentimes you'll find, if you dig under the covers a little bit, that they're quitting their efforts way too soon. And, you know, I saw a great photo on Facebook this morning. It had a picture of a barrier, almost a roadblock. And the caption underneath it said, some people see it as a barrier while others see it as a hurdle to to jump over? When you face a problem, when you see a challenge, do you stop, run the other way, or do you figure out how to solve that problem? And understand, typically the people who make the most money are typically the people who solve the most problems. And the size of your check typically is typically reflective of the size of a problem that you typically solve. So don't let other people's problems become your problems. Tip number four, be a winning example. Set the example for other people. You know, be the example to follow. Exercise your mind and your body daily. Show other people that you care about them. Care about yourself. Caring about yourself is huge. Most people don't do a very good job in this. And what I mean by that is make sure that you're feeding your body good nutrients physically and mentally, reading the right books, listening to the right audios. Jim Rohn says, calls it bread for the head, you know? That's kind of true. Tip number five, be a leader. Don't gossip, walk your talk, and speak the truth. Do it in a kind way. You know, Dan Kennedy's got a great marketing strategy. It's called the No BS Marketing. And he's got a picture of a bull going to the bathroom. No BS here. It's just straight talk. Straight talk. That's what leaders do. You know, they don't get caught up in all the politics and the negative stinking thinking. They shoot straight. They're the example. Good leaders. Leaders that I like to follow. Certainly have challenges, but you know what? They do their very best to work through those challenges. Tip number six, have your life priorities in order. You know, one of the books I'm reading right now is called The Charge by Brendan Burchard. I got it free from Success Magazine. I think you can go to thechargebook.com/free or Google it. Or you could probably purchase it off of Amazon as well. But I got it for free, just paid for shipping. And it's got 10 tips to basically 10 human drives is probably the better way to say it, that make you feel alive. Understand that you absolutely have to focus on your self-care and who you are. Are you happy with yourself? Because if you're happy with yourself, you're going to create a whole different energy than if you have a lack of belief and stinking thinking. You know, are you getting subscriptions like Success Magazine every single month? I hope you are. If you're not, get it. Hopefully your company has it. If not, you know, go to success.com. One of my favorite books is The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, who is the publisher of Success Magazine. Take the time to journal daily, whether it's on your computer, on a notepad, or a combination of both, doesn't really matter. But it's important that you express yourself freely, and you do so on paper or in print. Doesn't really matter. But this process of reflection and reviewing makes a difference. So the other tip I'll tell you that I recommend that you do is reflect, meditate, and or pray every single day. Have an attitude of gratitude. You've heard that many, many times before. It works. Tip number seven, believe in yourself and know what your core values are. Know what you're going to stand for. Know what you're not going to stand for. Don't chase things that are easy, you know, because the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. And you've seen people jump from company to company, from thing to thing, and they never really have a lot of success. Don't go there. Don't be that person. Know that if things sound too good to be true, they probably are. It's kind of true. People get hurt. Good people make bad choices, and they get hurt. Understand that success in life, financial success, business success, relationships are really up to you. The old expression, if it's going to be, is up to me, is very true and very appropriate. So understand that you must take responsibility for who you are, who you're not. You must take responsibility for your income, what it is and what it's not. And as my coach taught me a long time ago, she said, Terry, for things to change, you got to change. For things to get better, you got to get better. Which brings me to tip number eight. Work hard. Work hard on yourself. Work harder on yourself than you do your business. You know, I heard that when I first got started. It didn't really make sense to me because I knew that if I worked hard on my business, then I could create more business success. But what happens is that you end up shifting your thinking, which shifts your actions, shifts your habits, which will shift your income and your business. And, you know, if you lack some skills, work harder. You know, what you lack in skills, put, you know, make up in effort. I like to run my business in 90-day increments. And what I mean by that is I have 4 business plans typically in a 12-month period. So every 90 days, I have some goals. And then I break my 90-day goals into 30-day goals, which is pretty seeable and doable. And then 4 7-day goals, and then your weekly goals, and then daily goals. Have a laser focus on what you want to create. You know, Zig Ziglar says you can be a wandering generality or a meaningful specific. Are you keeping the main thing the main thing? If you want to track something, track the number of people you prospect a day. Track the number of presentations you see every day, whether it be your, about your product or your business. At the end of the day, that's all that matters, is the number of people you expose to your product and your business. You can't control if they're going to get started or not get started. I wish you could, but you can't. Remember, you're looking for people who are looking for what we have to offer. Does that kind of make sense? Good. Tip number 9, contact someone every day and thank them, congratulate them, or inspire them. A handwritten note is a great way to do it. I mean, with a pen and a piece of paper, it's always a good thing to do that. Old school, right? You remember that? Or just call them and say, hey, how you doing? Or call them and say, hey, congratulations on that new sign up you got. Or, hey, congratulations for selling those products. Hey, congratulations. Good job. Tell people, hey, you inspired me today. Thanks for that. Show people that you appreciate what they do and who they are. Oftentimes, people don't hear just little things like that. And you know what? It doesn't cost anything to pick up the phone and call somebody and say, good job. Thanks for the inspiration. Appreciate you making that post on Facebook. Thank you for being who you are. Appreciate you. Tip number 10. And this is probably one of the most important things to grow your business. Develop your listening skills. Learn to stay present in conversations with people. One of the most frustrating things for me is to be talking with somebody and they're looking to the left, looking to the right, looking all around. They're not really listening to what I'm saying. I feel like I waste my time. You ever feel like that? Honor that person by being present with them. It's easy to do. It's easy not to do. You have to create the intention to do it. Don't prejudge people while you listen to them. Don't offer advice when you listen to them, unless they ask you for advice. Really try to get what they're talking about. Really try to help that person get that you get them and what they're talking about. Does that make sense? So these are 10 simple areas that really, really can have a big, big impact on your business and your check. So they are, again, tip number 1, spend 80% of your time doing the important things, recruiting and retailing. Tip 2, don't take on negative energy. Tip 3, don't let other people's problems become yours. Tip 4, be the winning example. Tip 5, be a leader. Tip 6, have your life priorities in order. Tip 7, believe in yourself. Tip 8, work hard. Tip 9, contact someone every day and say thank you or congratulations. And tip number 10, develop your listening skills. My name is Terry Petrovic. I hope this has been helpful for you today. Connect with me on my blog at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petro, P-E-T-R-O, Vic.com. Also connect with me on Facebook. Remember this, my friend, you have a choice. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one. You absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye for now.